Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Misfortune is No Excuse. So does this misfortune prevent you in any way from being just, generous, sober, reasonable, careful, free from error, courteous, free, etc., all of which make human nature complete? Epictetus. How often do we blame our outside circumstances on why we are not acting in our best? I know that I certainly do. Whether I'm tired or I'm sick or whatever it is that has me in a state where I'm feeling less than my best, I'll often blame those things for the reason that I'm not being generous or kind or even at the very least decent to other people. But if you think about it, life is always about not really being at your best. We're always struggling with something that could give us reasons not to try to be our best selves. If we only act our best when we feel our best, then we're going to spend most of our lives finding excuses of why we were not being a better person. I think that if we learn how to approach these things outside of ourselves that can affect our state of mind with some patience and forethought, we can be much better about not letting outside things affect our moods. For example, I know that when I get tired, I can get really grumpy. And I've learned that I need to be even more on my guard, often when it's the hardest, because I don't have a lot of energy or focus to be able to be on guard. I found, though, that being aware of my mood and my state of mind and giving myself some space to just let those grumpy thoughts kind of pass on through and cut myself some slack, especially while doing the same for others around me, saves a lot of time and unnecessary arguments. Now, I'm by no means perfect at being generous and kind when I'm at that point, but making an effort to not let my mood determine my behavior just seems like a better way to be in the world. To me, when I let my mood determine how I treat other people, it's kind of like I'm punishing someone else for the way that I feel. It's been said that hard times reveal the true character of a person, and I think this is true in all situations, large and small. We each have the choice of how we want to let external things impact us and determine how we act in the world and towards other people. We can let those external things govern our mood, and our mood govern how we treat others, or we can decide that we will choose to follow our principles even when things are tough. Principles are ideals that we hold to guide us even when we don't want to act in the way that we know is a better way to be in the world. And if they are only ideals that we follow when it's easy or convenient, then they're really not principles, and we'll find ourselves pushed around by the circumstances of our lives like a rudderless ship. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.